With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Yesterday's baseball winners, Philadelphia Phillies slugger Kyle Schwarber, went 3-for-3 in the first All-Star Game home run swing-off. Schwarber put the National League ahead 4-3 following a 6-6 tie in which the American League rallied from a 6-run deficit. The All-Star Game was decided by having 3 batters from each league take 3 swings each off coaches. Meanwhile, Schwarber named All-Star MVP after going 0-for-2 with a walk in the game. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball honored late Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. Technicians at Truist Park in Atlanta recreated Aaron's record-breaking 715th career home run through the use of projection mapping and custom pyrotechnics. Aaron's widow, Billy Aaron, was cheered as she stood and waved following the tribute. This is SRN Sports. A labor stoppage and participation in the upcoming Summer Olympics became topics of discussion during baseball's All-Star break.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities.
Correspondent Gettin Coolball. In the NBA, the league may finally be one step closer on the long road to expansion. Commissioner Adam Silver says the NBA is tasked by team owners to study the issue more formally. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the deadline to sign franchise-tagged guard Trey Smith to a multi-year contract by agreeing to terms of a $94 million deal. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.